This is Morning Edition on KJZZ 91.5. Time for another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Nikki Cucinato says her large, loud Italian family has always been Cubs fans. Nikki remembers seeing her grandpa Joe in a crisp blue Cubs jersey while the whole family watched the game. He was a thin man confined to a wheelchair, and he couldn't speak because by the time Nikki remembered him, his Huntington's disease was full-blown. Nikki today is a science educator and often explains to people that there's a 1 in 3 chance that all 9 of Grandpa Joe's children, her aunts and uncles and dad, would inherit the disease, which is similar to Parkinson's.
Huntington's is a mutated gene on chromosome number 4, a recipe with a typo. It instructs the body to create unnecessarily long, spindly bunches of proteins that strangle and effectively kill neurons. It causes tremors, degenerative brain function, loss of mobility, loss of memory, and in all outward appearances, loss of personality. And any child, like my dad or any of his 8 siblings, who might inherit the gene from a parent, experiences an amplified version of the disease. The other thing about it is that it's terrifyingly fast. My grandpa was the first person that I lost to Huntington's, but he wouldn't be the last. In high school, my dad's youngest sister went from working out every morning at LA Fitness and having her whole wheat bagel, like, I mean, every day, to being in full-time assisted living. At the age of 59, another of my aunts died from Huntington's. Before I went to college, my dad's oldest brother was diagnosed. Last year, another of my aunts and her son chose to get tested together, and the genetic typo was confirmed in both of them. Every year, my family fundraises and advocates for Huntington's research, and every year there is still no cure. Maybe there will never be. But we are Cubs fans. There is no never to a Cubs fan, there is only next year. Next year. Every year, my family rallies around the W, and every stinking year, the Cubs lose. Except, of course, when they didn't. 2016 World Series. Like, how did we get here? Like, literally, how are the Cubs here? Game 7 on November 2nd was at the Cleveland Indians home field, and it was more like a battle, a marathon. 10 innings and a rain delay. The final score, 8-7. And I know, come on, 108 years. The Cubs took it all. For the first time in our lives, the Cubs were unbeatable. I'm not like an uber baseball fan, but that was a really emotional day for me. I thought, if the Cubs can win 103 games and break a 108-year-old curse, then maybe so can we. Maybe my family will break our curse and our doctors will find the cure for Huntington's and fix the typo on chromosome number 4. Hope means different things to different people. And for me, it's my aunts, uncles, and cousins wearing crisp white and blue Cubs jerseys. And that's because my Grandpa Joe passed on more than his genetic material. He passed on the indomitable spirit of a Cubs fan who does not believe in 108-year-old curses. Just call us the Unbeatables.
Nikki Cucinato is a science educator and writer. Join us for our next night of live storytelling Tuesday at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.